Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Welcome back in. Mike and Bo hanging out with you. Dylan playing the tunes. And we're getting ready to talk a little bit more about the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, look, tomorrow morning, man. Me, you, Gordon, Allie's on the assignment.
Yeah.
And assignment, which is vacation.
Like the Bahamas or something. I don't know.
I mean, don't say something where she's at.
She
could be sitting at home. You never know. Anyways, Friday morning tomorrow, we'll be in the morning shift. I sat at home on vacation. For a special broadcast at Publix Buckhead Landing here in Atlanta, come down and join the crew while you pick up your tailgating supplies for this weekend's football action. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Fill the hype this year with Publix. That's Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. at Publix in Buckhead Landing. Me, Mike, and our buddy Gordon Robinson will be there live from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. I might pick up some more country-style ribs. Dude, every time I go to Publix, like, I swear they have those. Like, you know how they all package that stuff fresh every day?
Yep.
And it's literally the country style rib. I can't help it. I just buy them. I can't help. I don't know why. It's like crack for me. I just buy it every time.
We got to get into this Falcons conversation. Dylan, I would say I'm so mad at you right now. Yeah, you're about to catch it. Well, dude, whole thing yesterday where I asked you on which one Wednesday, who would win a three-point contest, Rusty just walked out of here talking so much trash.
Oh.
He's like, man, this guy tested your gangster yesterday, said you couldn't hit a three.
We could do this. I mean,
here's
I have places
thing.
We can go.
Here's the thing. I'm not confident that I would win the three-point contest, but my form, like where you just told me I straight up look like I couldn't shoot, that's a problem. Okay, that's a problem.
You know his cousin played college ball, man.
I had
college
two cousins.
Did he really?
College basketball, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was a good college basketball player.
So maybe you learned a little something from them. Okay.
Both of them. I don't know what conference it was, but they were all conference.
I just don't know the other one.
Yeah.
I only know.
They're very similar.
I only know.
Mike,
I can't imagine two beings in one room.
Since you brought this up real quick, like, can you give me a quick, like, can you show me what your shooting form looks like?
Nobody can see this. This doesn't work for radio.
I know. I just wanted to
see
it.
Yeah, he looks like he can't shoot. You're right.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
It didn't look as bad as I thought it would.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I can hoop.
Hey,
it's all good.
I know we want to talk about Zach Robinson, but can I go off script for, like, 30 seconds?
I know you will either way.
Somebody threw out this perfect realignment for college football, and it's basically making a bunch more conferences. And they did the old Big 8. They did a new Big 10. They did the SEC. The SEC, of course, all I want to touch on. They took out some teams. Alabama, the teams are in there. Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Miss State, Florida, Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. If that was just the SEC, could you live in that world?
Say it one more time. Run back through it.
Alabama, LSU,
okay.
Auburn, Miss State, Florida, Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee, and Kentucky and Vanderbilt. If that was what the SEC looked like because of a realignment, they took South Carolina and threw them in the ACC. They took Arkansas and threw them in what would be the Southwest Conference. They took A&M and Texas there as well.
So how many teams did that leave?
I don't know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. It's just a 12-team conference. No, it's a 10-team conference.
I think I could live with that.
I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Have it.
Well, I mean, and I played in a 12-team SEC.
Go to two non-conference games a year, 10 conference games. Everybody plays everybody every year.
Why do we got to keep expanding? I just don't like it. I don't get it. I don't like it. It is what it is. We do. All right, so we're finally going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons because we've been talking about it for just a minute now. I do want to play this audio. Zach Robinson obviously moved down to the field a couple of weeks ago. Raheem Morris was asked about this coaching shuffle with T.J. Yates and Zach Robinson that helped this team get the dub.
You know, he gave great direction, you know, last week. He was able to go out there and be able to help as much as he possibly can. I think Zach being able to be on the field, having fun, the communication with those guys and the dialogue across the board from receivers to quarterbacks to O-line to running backs to everybody, all hands on deck. Tight ends played really well, exception to last week. All those guys being able to communicate that way, I thought was a higher level. I thought we did a better job last week from a coach's standpoint being on the grass. And I think the players responded the right way. So, like, I'm really fired up what TJ brings every single day, wherever he is. You know, we're fortunate enough to be able to name a pass game coordinator, you know, at the beginning of the season or sometime in the offseason for a reason. You know, he brings tremendous value to everything that we do, and we're very appreciative that we have him.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of the fact that he moved down to the field. I wasn't sure what to expect. I told you I never had a coordinator that was on the field. With the couple, you know, the few coordinators I had at Bama, I had three at Bama and two with the Falcons. Never had a coordinator that was down on the field. But it seems to make a lot of sense in this scenario where you have a young quarterback and really, let's call it what it is, you brought this up earlier, a young offensive coordinator, young in the coaching game. I think for a lot of different reasons, it worked. Do you think that this is a formula with him being on the field that we're going to continue to talk about throughout the year as being something that works? Or do you think that there's going to be a point five games into it where there's a coverage disguise and we didn't see the changes they were making and you're like, man, what would have happened if he would have been upstairs?
I don't know, man. I never thought that we would be, and I'm going to answer it, but the first thing that comes to mind is like, I don't know. It's hard to say because I never thought I'd tell you that we would break down the running back's heels in the pistol formation, but apparently there we were. One really horrific game, and we're, you know, making up these false narratives about why the offense is failing. You can say that, but look, at what if they're disguising coverages, you first off, some point Michael is going to have to understand what they're doing. Zach's going to see guys moving. He remember what he's doing now is where he's standing. Most of the time these offensive coordinators, they're standing with their back to the ends, their back is where the quarterback's back. Their backs are, they're both facing the same way. So he's standing behind the play, in other words, right? And he's looking at the alignment that he's looking as much as he can at what the defense is doing. But you also got guys in the booth. You got guys up there, and you've, if Zach Robinson is the guy I think he is, he's telling them, hey, we saw this on film. I want you to look at this. I want you to be looking at what, you know, if they like to do this and you're going to disguise this, tell me what you're seeing. That's why he has a headset on from the booth with him down there. There's somebody up there that's telling him, hey, they're doing this with their secondary. This safety is waiting till about seven. We have gotten a tendency of hiking the ball at this point with the play clock, and I don't think it's this. I don't know if it's this in depth. He's leaking down at the last minute or the last second. We've got to account for that. Like Zach Robinson's not alone in this situation. He's got TJ down there with him who's looking at this kind of stuff too. And Doug Williams' kid, DJ, is looking at this. So DJ Williams, the quarterback's coach, is looking at these things. So it's not all on him. It's on him to have his guys looking for things.
Yeah.
But he can't be the only guy looking.
Yeah, he can't be. And that's where KJ Black, Tim Bourbonich, guys like that come into the fold. I want to talk about those guys more on the other side of the break when we get back. Just a reminder, with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer, Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day on the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. We will continue that conversation about the booth. We're also going to hit Life Squid.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
NASCAR has kind of, they went on the Dale Jr. Download, and was it Steve O'Donnell, I believe is his name?
Yeah.
He's kind of the guy that makes the changes, and they hinted at, not so subtly, that there's changes coming to the format. I want to get into those with you because I think you and I are going to have a nice little conversation about what we like and don't like next morning. Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.